I don't want anybody to misread or mishear what I'm saying. But the Nazis adopted that philosophy. We could sacrifice. We could sacrifice to make us pure, to make an uber race. That was what we needed to do. We needed to give up our compassion. We needed to give up the cross, and we needed to learn how to dominate and destroy so that we could make pure and be strong. That was the logical outcome of this approach, this Oedipus-like, this pagan approach.
Yeah.
So religion is inevitable. It shows up. The Nazi Party is a very religious institution. And religion shows up elsewhere, too, throughout our culture. It shows up in, you know, claims like follow the science. The people in the lab coats know everything. It shows up in our constant appeals to the state, our supplications and prayers that, you know, please, people call it lobbying, but it's prayer. Please do what we want, and then our world will be better. We have the plan. The very concept of ideology. I don't have an ideology. I want to be clear. I talk about politics all the time. I talk about policy all the time. I don't have an ideology. An ideology means I've got a plan for you. I know what the world should look like. I can make the world in my image, and it'll be better. You know, this is playing God. And we get together with other people, and we play God. These are religious behaviors inherently. And they lead to violence. So I'm a little uncomfortable with the way Gerard used that word religion in that context there, but the general point he was trying to make is sound. That when people lose their religion, when they walk away from the traditional ones, they go for another one. The human longing is to go back and figure out some other way that we can build what we have here.
So is Gerard saying that religion, whether it's a church, a state, a belief system, a science, that religion is necessary in order to progress, shall we say? Or is he offering us any direction forward?
If he were here, he would divide it up in the following way. He would say that you're either going to choose a mythological religion or you're going to choose the biblical one. And the biblical one's a very narrow path. It's one thing. It's the end of sacrifice. It is a case where the victims are innocent and the violence is collective. It's the mob where we baptize in the myth, we baptize the community. The state is right. Our religion is right. They're allowed to engage in violence because the victims themselves have caused all the trouble. And yeah, I am asking people to be open and aware of the differences between the mythology and the biblical version. And I will tell you that the hallmark that shows up again and again is a new sacrifice needs to be made. More humans need to be fed into the machine. More people need to be destroyed. My enemies need to be destroyed. And if not them, then we will send innocents to go, you know, make up the peace between us. That is a consistent pattern that happens again and again.